guys, welcome to the first official SKS podcast. So I have a special, actually not just special, extremely special guest with me. Today he goes by the name of Agro, but we otherwise know him as Kill Me. How you doing, Kill Me?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's nice to know. What you been up to lately?
Well, I got my flamethrower on Call of Duty World at War.
Congrats.
So, lately, I've just been up to making people really, really mad with it.
Really? Okay, let's hear a little
And so far, I'm doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Alright, guys, so today, I'm going to go ahead and run through some of the the segments this podcast is going to have, because it's the first one, so you guys don't know how the routine's going to work yet. So, first up, we have our game news segment. We're going to be talking about, well, game news, of course. Then our second segment is the F'd Up segment, which is pretty much just game news that shouldn't have happened, and that makes us really mad. I guess you could say it grinds our gears here. And then we have game reviews. We're going to be doing a review of Mirror's Edge, Call of Duty World of War, and Fallout 3 today. And we have games from the Underground, and that's just basically talking about games that you haven't quite heard of yet, but you should have. And then we do This Week in Game History, we do Games to Avoid, Cheap Games, Game Video of the Week, and then we have Kill Me's Word of the Day. And the last but not least, the most coveted award in history of awards, Kill Me's Sexy Award. So,
oh, yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and start off here with game news. Our first little tidbit of news today is actually not game news, but more or less, electronics in general news. The RAAA has officially announced that they're loosening the restrictions on
also
music
known
downloading.
As the RARA.
Yes, also known as
yes.
The whatever.
The RARA.
The whatever.
Well,
anyways.
Technically, it's the RARA.
No, it's the RIA. The RIA. Whatever. Anyways, they loosen their restrictions. And instead of going around suing old ladies blind for downloading the latest Rod Stewart track, they are just going
to... I love that track, man.
They're just going to send you an email. Basically, what they'll do is they'll contact your ISP, which is your internet service provider, and they'll find your email address, and they'll send you an email pretty much just asking you to stop. And, well, if you don't stop, then they'll either do one of two things. They will slow down your internet or completely shut it off. So
I actually got one of those emails the other day.
You did? What did you download?
Well, that's for me to know and you to never hopefully find out. But anyway, I can read you the email if you want.
All right.
Basically, it's got all the fancy symbols and stuff around it.
Uh-huh.
And it says, "Dear douchebag, if you continue to download illegal content, we will be forced to take action. We will... A, shut down your internet.
Ooh.
B, put pictures of you all over the mall.
Oh, God.
And C, skin your dog if you do not stop immediately. Love your friends at the RARA." Actually, technically, I guess it's RARA.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, that's basically what's going to go
official,
down.
Folks. That is what I... Yeah, I mean...
So that's what goes down, you know?
They're
so
vicious.
If you don't listen,
they will
it's
your
consequence. Your
dogs. Your dogs will suffer if you do not listen.
Yeah, I mean, that's some serious
naked
stuff, man. But yeah, so yeah, they will loosen their restrictions up, and I'm quite happy about that because I may own a couple of Pirate Bay T-shirts. I you could just say that because you know here
I
at SKS
for Christmas.
Because here at SKS, we are totally. We totally don't download anything. We're perfectly
nope.
Clean.
We are very clean.
Okay. Like moving on from
squeaky.
Moving on from the RIA news, the RAAA.
It's RAA.
Whatever.
No, it's RARA.
Okay, and another thing that happened this week. A new Fear 2 game is coming out called Fear 2 Project Origin. They haven't quite... they have actually put a release
date. I was hoping they were going to call it Furier. Just like one was Fear and one was Furier. Just like... This one makes you crap your pants.
So,
So and this one makes you do it in three different languages.
How can you crap your pants in a different language?
Don't even question my wisdom. Do not even question it.
Okay. So
it's possible.
I thought the language is the same. It was just in all different countries.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
I would. Okay, so Fear 2, so Fear 2 Project Origin is going to head to the PC, PS3, and Xbox 360 on February 10th, 2009. I love how I said that. That was so sexy. I'm like, 2009. Like
dramatic.
Dramatic. Okay, some more news here. For those of you who have the program Steam, which is basically just a program where you can pretty much, it's like iTunes for games, really. You can just go on, download games straight to your hard drive. So there's more games coming here for you guys. We got Spore, Warhammer, Mirror's Edge, Dead Space, Command & Conquer, Red Alert are coming. Oh, also Need for Speed Undercover, Crysis, Crysis Warhead. Pretty much just a lot of EA games are going to be coming to Steam soon, so get ready to download those.
Steamy.
Yes, very steamy.
I did just go there.
Okay, here's news that makes me gag a little bit here. For those who play Little Big Planet...
Different languages are you gagging in?
That was an English gag. What would you consider to be like another gag, really?
That wasn't the question.
What was the question?
Well, you're the person over here who still doesn't believe that you can poo in different languages.
Okay, I was gagging in English. I mean, I guess. Was I right? Was I gagging in English, or was I gagging something else?
That's for me to know, and you'd find out, sonny.
Okay. Anyways, on Little Big Planet, there's going to be a Metal Gear Solid pack coming December 23rd, so you can make your little sack boys look like Solid Snake, I guess. And I honestly could care less about Little Big Planet. I'm sure I would have some people who would agree with me here. But for those who do play a Little Big Planet...
I'm going to make my own version of that game.
What are you going to call it?
I'm going to call it Medium Small Planet.
Medium Small Planet. That's good.
And, yeah. You're going to be little potatoes.
Instead of Sackboy, you're going to
potatoes, you're going to run around.
So, like, pretty much like you're Mr. Potato Head?
Not really. Like, I'm not talking about Mr. Potato Head, like... kind of potatoes here. We're talking about literal
potatoes.
3D virtual potatoes.
Oh, three-dimensional. You're
and
going into
goal
the next gen.
Is to stay away from McDonald's and fat people so that they don't get turned into fries.
That sounds interesting.
Because no potato wants to be a fry. Fries are potato murder.
That's true.
Just
right
think
about
of that,
that
next time you go to McDonald's.
And on that note of potatoes... MC Hammer is supposedly making a game now.
It has something to do with potatoes.
Just shut up. So MC Hammer is supposedly making a game. He posts on his Twitter that... Yeah, I said that proper. Twitter, he posted that he is working on a top-secret game at Activision. Let's just hope this doesn't turn out to be another 50 Cent game. So... yeah, I really don't care. That's another news where I don't care.
I've already played it.
Oh, you have? What's it called?
Played the demo.
What's it called? Oh, you got the beta access, didn't you? You got the beta key and L, don't you?
Yeah, I got the beta access to that game. I can't tell you the name.
It's top secret. I got it. Can you tell me
what... of it?
Well, yeah, what's the goal?
Your small child, right?
Yeah.
Probably tweens in somewhere in there, you know?
Yeah.
And you're trapped in a nightmare. And basically what you have to do is you're surrounded by hundreds of Michael Jacksons, and you have to get out without being touched. Thus, can't touch this. See the MC Hammer?
Got it. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. That sounds pretty good.
In case any of you were wondering.
Okay.
That's what it's about.
And no, nobody gets any beta codes. Actually, no, let's change that. Let's have a little competition.
Only I get a beta code, because only I am good enough.
Oh, come on. You don't want to have a little friendly competition.
No, you all suck my beta code.
Well, I was going to...
Suck my presidential beta code.
I was going to say that the first 10 listeners could get a beta code, but whatever.
It's his beta code, and you can't have it, I guess.
And fulfill your dreams of escaping from the Neverland from hundreds of Michael Jackson clones.
All right.
The goal is to get out clean.
All right.
We'll just leave it at that.
All right. Well, here's some more news. This isn't really that big of a deal, I guess, but a couple weeks back, the makers of Metal Gear Solid posted on their website a nice little image, like kind of code type thing. They had some symbols that were similar to Xbox symbols and iPhone symbols, and it said the next Metal Gear is, and that caused a lot of rumors saying Metal Gear Solid was coming to the Xbox. Well, guess what?
Yeah, I got the beta code.
It's not coming to the Xbox.
You want to know what the plot line of the new Metal Gear Solid is?
Let me finish. It's not coming to the Xbox. It's coming to the iPhone and iPod Touch. Okay, I just had to finish that. What is the plot?
You're a small boy.
Is that how all games start?
Silence! Okay, pretty much the exact same as MC Hammer's game. Except you get a shotgun. And Michael Jackson is wearing a clown wig.
And you have a mullet this time.
And there are occasionally metal objects that appear.
And mullets.
Some snakes are crawling around on the ground.
And mullets.
Okay, Michael mullets. Jackson has a mullet.
Don't forget mullets. You can't have Metal Gear Solid without mullets.
Can't forget the mullets.
So,
yeah, I got the beta code. I've been playing it for about a week now.
I didn't even know you had
it's
an iPhone.
Intense.
Since when did you have an iPhone?
I got the beta code for it like 10 years ago.
Metal Gear Solid didn't even exist.
No, I'm talking about the beta code for the iPhone.
The iPhone. How are you? What do you do? You type it on your computer and then the iPhone pops out your CD drive?
No.
Then how did you get the iPhone?
With my 3D image printer.
Oh, okay. Those actually do exist, though.
Oh, that's right. You don't have one of those, do you?
No, actually,
I got
they
the beta
do
code
exist. I don't
about
have
12 years back.
You're just like the beta man.
You don't even want to know how I got that one.
What did you... Did you beat Blow on Expert?
No.
Okay.
Remember, that's Marsh's Realm.
Yeah, that's a little inside no joke. Nobody has
so
a clue what we're talking
on.
About.
Moving on.
That was a little SKS inside joke for those outside of SKS. Okay. Along with Metal Gear Solid, Silent Hill and Dance Dance Revolution are going to be coming to the Icebone as well as Frogger. So
I think they should combine them.
What?
Dance Dance Revolution, Silent Hill. Called the Silent Dance of Revolution on a Hill. You have to
zombies
dance your
dancing.
Way away from zombies.
I thought that was MC Hammer's
game.
It's
a big competition.
I thought that was what MC Hammer's game
was about. Let me
tell you
the plot line. You're a small boy on a hill. You have to do this dance competition.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail, you have to spend a week in Neverland.
Oh, that's not good at all.
It's the fight for your life.
Okay. And along with some more news here, we have some downloadable content news for Rock Band 2 and Guitar Hero. Rock Band is going to be coming out with a Foo Fighters track pack, and the songs inside of it cleared DOA, Times Like These, and This Is a Call. And you can purchase those separately, too. There's also going to be some holiday tracks coming out, and those include Hanukkah Blessings by Bare Naked Ladies, Christmas Is the Time to Say I Love You by Billy Squire, and a Pretenders version of Blue Christmas. And this will be out December 23rd. So, yeah.
Yeah, the Foo Fighters pack?
Yeah.
I got the beta code for it. Want to know what the plot line of the song is? You're a small boy.
How do you have beta code for a song? There's a beta song. Okay.
Don't question my methods.
Okay. I don't even know what you do now. My whole opinion of you changed this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call you Mr. Beta from here on out. Your name's not killing me. It's Mr. Beta. All right. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
Here's the guitar. There's also some Guitar Hero World Tour content coming now. And those bands are going to include Travis Barker, Brad Paisley,
bleh,
Brooks and Dunn,
bleh,
Rascal Flatts,
bleh,
Nickelback, okay, Hinder, Rev Theory, Silverchair, Wolfmother, and The Vines. So, yeah. So they're coming too. So, yeah.
Yeah,
and that's it for the game news today. And now we're going to move on to
my favorite section of the podcast here, the Now You Effed Up section. And for each thing that effed up, there will be a little sound click that goes like this.
Oh, now you effed up!
Played after each thing that effed up. Okay, so this week in effed up news, Infinity Ward has said that they are going to not make any DLC at all for Call of Duty 4, saying that they're going to focus all their development on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Now, that's a good thing that they're working on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, but I really wish we could have some DLC for Call of Duty 4. So, to Infinity Ward...
Oh! Now you f***ed up!
Okay. So, Free Radical, the company who made Time Splitters and Haze, has shut down its doors, pretty much literally. They actually lock their doors so nobody can get in, so yeah. I really don't care too much that they shut down because I never played any of those games, but to Free Radical...
Oh! Now you f***ed up!
Okay, here's some news that does hit home to me. EA is closing Black Box Studio.
Paris Hilton.
What?
Paris Hilton.
Okay. Anyways. Okay, EA is closing their Black Box Studio, which is the studio that makes games like Need for Speed. And they're also doing that, they're going to lay off 1,000 employees. So that does hit a little close to home. And that's also the studio that makes Skate, too, so... To EA.
Oh! Now you f***ed up!
Okay. Here's another... This is kind of a crazy news here. New York is proposing to create an iPod tax that also includes video game DLC, which is... I don't understand why what the point of that is to tax iPods and DLC, but apparently New York needs more cash. And to New York...
Oh! Now you f***ed up!
And for our last bit of effed up news today, this is a pretty simple news. 50 Cent is making a new game.
Oh! Now you f***ed up!
I know it's biased to already say that's, you know, it's not even out yet and I already said it's effed up, but seriously, a 50 Cent game? No. Alright, so that's the end of our effed up section here. Now we're going on to game reviews. So,
Odontophobia is the fear of teeth.
What?
The 57 on Heinz ketchup bottles represents the number of varieties of pickles the company once had.
That has nothing to do with effed up news.
The surface area of an average brick size is 79 centimeters squared.
This is the game review section, not the little
According to suicide statistics, Monday is the favored day for self-destruction.
That's nice to know.
Cats sleep 16 to 18 hours a day.
They...
The most common name in the world is Muhammad.
What are you reading right now?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Not really. Let's continue to the game review section.
I got the beta code for this new random fact generator. And
seriously,
I thought that I would use
it. Have to pay for that.
Well, I got the beta.
I'm saying, well, everything that has a beta to it, you usually have to pay for. When it comes to video games.
No.
Then what's a... Whatever.
Mr. Beta.
Okay, now on to game reviews, and...
Beep!
And we're back! Even though we didn't go to a break, because this is edited. Take it away, Bill.
Okay. My name's not Bill. It's Precision. Anyways. Now on to our game review
section.
That's
why Bill hates me.
Now on to our game review section. Oh, by the way, if you're wondering where I got the name Precision... That's what your girlfriend calls me in bed. Precision, that's what the name's from. Yeah. Okay, anyways. We're now on to game reviews. We're going to review Mirror's Edge today. And I'll go ahead and give you some pros and cons. Honestly, overall, I'm going to give it a 35 out of 10 stars. And that is because it's just a really good game. I mean, it's really addicting. Okay, here are the pros now. Okay, one pro, it's fast. Another pro, it's sexy. Another pro is the controls. At first, you may think the controls are kind of weird, but after you play it for a while and truly master it, you will find out that the controls are actually to your advantage. Pretty much the bumpers are all used for jumping and actions like that, and the the buttons A, B, stuff like that, they're all used for, you know, punching, stuff like that. Well, not really punching, I mean disarming and other special moves like that. Another pro is the graphics. The graphics in this game are just really sweet. I mean, they're not realistic, but they just got that feel to it. I mean, just I like to call it a unique Mirror's Edge feel. You're not going to get a graphics experience like that in any other game. And, of course, the combos are really good pros, too. I mean, combos are easy to learn, and once you get them down, it's really easy. And another thing, I think one of the biggest pros to me is the online leaderboards. The leaderboards are not like Call of Duty. You can actually get on the leaderboards. You know, there's not filled with a bunch of hackers that had like 9,000 rounds of zombie survival things like that on World of War. So those are just a few of the pros. Now, really, my only cons is the campaign is pretty short. I beat it on a hard in one night in one sitting. So I mean, it's a pretty short game, but really it does have a lot of replayability, and it's time trials and things like that. So yeah, anything you got anything to say about it, Kelmy? Or Mr.
When
Beta?
When you die, your hair still grows for a couple of months.
Anything else you want to say about it? I mean, on the review side?
The sound of E.T. walking was made by someone squishing jelly in her hands.
Okay, so that's good. Mirror's Edge, 35 out of 10. Well, honestly, 10 out of 10, but it deserves a 35 out of 10. So yeah, definitely a buy, I'd say. Won't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright, now our next review is going to be pretty big here. Call of Duty World at War. I know everyone's heard about this, and if you don't own it, you have problems. There's a lot of...
If you do own it, you have problems.
Now, I'm going to give this one, I would say, an 8 out of 10. We both gave it the same thing. Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10 because there's some problems with it. I mean, it's not the best game ever. Pretty much just imagine Call of Duty 4 and World War 2 is what you get, pretty much. And it's good, it's good. Now, the pros in this game are, of course, the World War 2 weapons and scenery. I mean, that's the game right there. I say the biggest pro is the Nazi zombie survival mode. That is just so fun. But that also belongs in cons, too. I'll explain that in a minute. So yeah, the Nazi zombie mode, really fun, really intense, but yeah, so if you like Nazi zombies and you like Call of Duty combined together, there you go. The campaign is really good. That's a pro too, the campaign. I thought it was one of the best campaigns in Call of Duty series. I mean, I thought it could have actually might have been beat out Call of Duty 4. I mean, the campaign is just really good. I love it a lot. I mean, it was just pretty sweet. And, so those are a few pros. I mean, oh, and the online multiplayer, of course. That's just pro in general. Okay, now for your cons here. This is where the list gets a little longer. One of the cons is some of the weapon damage things online. And by that I mean flame damage, really. With the flamethrower. The flamethrower is good, don't get me wrong. But if you light the ground on fire and somebody walks over it, guess what? It doesn't injure them because that just wouldn't make sense. If you walk in fire, it just can't injure you, right? And then same with a Molotov. Same way, you light the ground on fire. If people walk over it, it's not going to hurt them at all. And you can't injure a tank with a flamethrower, and that's totally not realistic because people have used flamethrowers to take out tanks in World War II. And same with Molotovs. Yeah. Although Molotov, you can't
really
take out a tank.
What really makes me mad about that game when it comes to weapon damage is two guns that I can think of. First gun, PTRS.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
definitely
an anti-tank rifle. You shoot this anti-tank rifle, I've shot someone with it in hardcore before. They just walked away.
Exactly.
Did I put them in last stand? Nothing. They just walked away from it.
I mean, seriously, Treyarch, you made a good game, but it's an anti-tank rifle. It should be a one-shot, one kill, no matter what.
And then the other thing that makes me mad is the M1 Grand. A 30-06 round, and yet still, I've shot someone with it 5 times, and they still aren't dead.
Yeah.
Treyarch, you make me sad.
But continuing with the PTRS,
and I hate you for making me addicted to your game, even though it sucks. I love you. Go screw yourselves.
Oh, now you f***ed up!
Yeah, but onto the PTRS again. The thing with the PTRS is, in real life, in World War II, you could shoot people out of tanks, and that should do a little bit of damage to somebody, at least. And I remember me and Kelly were playing yesterday on Call of Duty World War, and he had a PTRS, and he had me camp in a corner behind a tin wall. He shot me through that tin wall, and it barely injured me. It felt like somebody threw a paperclip at me, really.
Yeah, I shot you 4 times. You still weren't dead.
And I still wasn't dead. It took 5 shots through a tin wall. So they need to work on that a little bit. They really just need to improve the PTRS a lot.
Makes me mad.
So that's a con right there. And those are really just another con, I forgot. The online leaderboards in this game on Nazi Zombies. There's a lot of glitches, but they haven't reset the leaderboards yet. So there's still people that have like 3,000 rounds survived with one person. So they need to fix that. And that's pretty much the cons and pros and cons of that game. So I would say it's still a buy. It's still really fun. But, yeah, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10, so yeah. Anything else you want to say, Kelmy? Mr. Beta?
Maybe.
Okay, that'd be a no. Okay, I'm going to review Fallout 3 today because Mr. Beta, who seems to have beta coach for everything, has not played Fallout 3
That's the beta.
Yet. He has not played Fallout 3 yet, so this is just going to be my single review.
Yeah, I got the beta.
Shut up.
Would you like to know the plot line?
I know the plot line. I played the game. Continuing, please ignore it. Okay. I'm going to give this game a 10 out of 10. It's a really good game. I honestly say there's no cons in this game. No cons whatsoever. I don't think there's anything wrong with the game. And that's a big reward, because it's a tough to not do any cons, and I think they really did get everything right. I mean, I can't think of one bad thing about the game, really. I like it a lot, and the pros are just unstoppable. I mean, the pros is it has a long... it has a lot of replayability into it. Nuclear Apocalypse, totally sexy, awesome. I know that was a short review, but just buy the game. You don't need to know anymore, just buy it. Just buy it. Buy it today. Buy it now. Yeah. Okay, now we're moving on to a section entitled Games from the Underground, where we introduce you to some games that you probably haven't heard of, unless you're like me and you dig for underground games all day long. So, we're going to give you a couple games that you may have actually heard of, one for the computer and one for original Xbox. And these two games are Combat Arms and Sniper Elite. And Combat Arms is really an SKS favorite here.
Which I didn't hack.
Yes, we totally don't hack it at all. No hacking here.
Nope. We are above that.
Nope.
However, if you did want to hack it, go to thisgamesucks.net, because it's really easy.
Spelled with X. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you totally didn't hear that from us, because we don't hack.
Nope, we didn't say anything.
We didn't say anything. We don't hack.
We hate hackers.
But yeah, Combat Arms is a really good game, you know. It's for PC, it's free. That's good enough right there. And it's basically an online multiplayer game, Modern Warfare type deal. And you know, you can buy weapons. It's just a really sweet game. You can buy weapons, you can customize your guy, and you can hack it very easily. But we don't hack. We don't hack.
No, we don't hack.
We don't hack at all. We don't support hacking at all. ThisGameSucks.net. We don't support hacking at all. Not at all.
Spelled with an X.
With an X. But, yeah. It's a good game. Get it. But, yeah, seriously, though, a lot of people hack on that game, so, yeah. But we don't.
On the bright side, it's got a good community, and they updated it. Well, they update it once a month with new guns, and it's completely free to play.
It's completely free, and so just go search up Combat Arms and check it out.
Yeah, you need two, so you got to download it. But yeah,
what'd you say? You lagged. Say that again. What'd you say?
You need 2 gigs.
2 gigs.
2 gigs hard drive.
Another game from the underground here that's pretty sweet. Kelmy hasn't played this yet, but I have. It's a game called Sniper Elite. It's a game you can get for Xbox and PC. And yeah, it's a really good game. It's one of the only games really out there that's dedicated to sniping all the way, and it is really realistic. I mean, if you're like me and your favorite mission from Call of Duty 4 was all ghillied up and one shot, one kill, you're going to like this game. It's very realistic sniping experience. You have to put the wind into account. I mean, you can make it realistic. You can choose some settings off, but you have to put the wind into account. You have to put, I mean, pretty much moisture, weather, I mean, everything you have to put into account. And it just, so it's extremely realistic. And also, if you get a headshot, it goes into slow motion and the camera follows the bullet until it hits the head and then the head explodes. So,
yay!
That's cool. So, yeah, pick up Sniper Elite. You can get it, I'm sure you can get it for pretty cheap. You can also get it for PS2 also. I forgot to add that. Although nobody plays PS2 anymore, hopefully.
PS2?
Yeah.
Get that back port on the back of a computer.
You can pick that up at GameStop today for pretty cheap. All right. Our next section is This Week in Game History. And it's just talking about...
This Week in Game History!
Dun, 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 dun.
Something happened. And I got the beta code for it. Would you like to know the plot line?
Okay, alright, so this is some stuff that happened this week in game history. This is actually... The podcast is going to release a little... Pretty much the week after this was recorded, so... Yeah. But this is what happened last week in game history, from when you're listening to it, probably. Okay, in 1987, in this week, Square Company released, actually now today known as Square Enix, Final Fantasy for the Famicom, and the first Final Fantasy, and I'm pretty sure you know what that ended up causing. So, yeah. And also... In 1993, Square Enix released Dragon Quest 1 and 2, and 1 and 2 Remix for the Super Famicom, too. And if you're wondering what the Famicom is, that is just basically the Japanese version of the Nintendo. Okay, in 1998 of this week, Nintendo released Mario Party for the Nintendo 64 in Japan, so, of course, yeah, you pretty much know how that went. And those are... Let's see, what else happened this week here? Also, in 1993, Nintendo released the Super Mario All-Stars game for the Super Nintendo. Let's see. Oh, also this week, too. Also this week, in 1988, Square Enix... also released Final Fantasy 2 also, so this week 2 Final Fantasies came out. Okay, we're good. So yeah, those are just a few things that happened this week in gaming history. Okay, now on to the games to avoid section. One of my favorite sections, because I love to complain about games. Anyways, so here's some games to avoid that you may have heard about lately, and that you totally do not want to buy. These are games that would make me rather euthanize kittens the other day. I know I stole that line from Morgan Webb from X-Play, but still, it's a good line. But yeah, I would rather probably bang myself in the head with a guitar amp than play these games. Our first game to avoid is Rock Revolution. It's just pretty much just a cheesy Rock Band Guitar Hero ripoff, and it sucks. All covers, all crap. Need I say more? Don't buy it. Don't even rent it. If you see a Rock Revolution box out on the street, don't pick it up and take it home. Smash it. Break it, throw it into oncoming traffic, into an old lady's car.
The SKS podcast does not endorse any smashing of any products whatsoever.
Correct. Okay, on to another game.
Anyway, go smash it!
Subliminal message, go smash it. Go smash it.
Let's go with sex with game.
Alright, on to another game to avoid. This is a sad one to avoid. I didn't want to put this on here, but SOCOM Confrontation. SOCOM series is usually good, but yeah, this one's not. Basically, the problems with SOCOM Confrontation is it has basic game types, Sometimes the maps can get a little too big. A bad control scheme. The inventory sucks. You have to go through a big, long inventory sequence if you want to change your weapons and stuff. And there's load times. A heck of a lot of load times, too. And really, just the basic game types, all this combined makes it suck. And pretty much Call of Duty 4 is better any day than this, really. And, you know... Yeah, so the next one here is The Last Remnant, which is an RPG. It has a basic storyline. It's a very average RPG.
Also known as an RPG.
RPG. It's very average. It has long load screens. Not just long load screens, too many load screens. There's even load screens during cutscenes. So you might as well call this the last load scene than The Last Remnant. It has extremely long cutscenes. I don't even want to talk about how long these cutscenes are. There's bad dialogue and bad acting, and really the only good thing is the combat system, but it's also a bad thing too, because pretty much you set up a battle and you watch it. You don't replay it. Basically, this is very boring, and pretty much just avoid it at all costs. All right. Now we're going to talk about some cheap games that you can pick up that you should...
You didn't put the Tin Can Game in there.
Or Blow.
No, the Tin Can Game.
What's the Tin Can Game?
I can't remember the name of it now. The one that had the demo out, the dismemberment demo.
You mean Dead Space?
Dead Space, yes.
What? But Dead Space was good, in my opinion.
No, it wasn't.
Whatever, you're just messed up.
Dead Space, lame.
Okay. Here's some cheap games you can buy this week if you got some extra cash. Here's a few cheap games. Splinter Cell Double Agent you can pick up for $10. Awesome game. If you don't already own it, you're stupid. You can get it for the Xbox 360 too. Gears of War, the original one. If you've played Gears of War 2, you should definitely have played this. You can pick this up for about $25 new, and you can even get the 2-disc special edition for $30. So go with that. And surprisingly, the orange box is down at $18. And I mean, seriously, all those games for $18, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 2 Episode 2, Portal, Team Fortress 2. I mean it comes with all the all these games, and each of those games is worth more than $18 themselves. So yeah, pick that up this week if you got some extra pocket change. You can pick up Battlefield.
Sucks.
You can pick up Battlefield Bad Company for $25 to $30 this week, and it just Battlefield Bad Company, awesome. Yeah, you can pick up Assassin's Creed for about $18. Another good game. You can pick up Lost Planet for $13 or the Colonies Edition for $30, and you can pick up Mercenaries 2 for $35. So, those are a few games to buy if you have a little extra pocket change. So, yeah.
And Dead Space sucks.
Okay. Now on to Kilmy's word of the day, so I'm going to take it over to you. What is your word of the day this week, Kilmy?
Today, Kilmy's word of the day is... butt cake.
That's right. My word of the day is butt cake. You can't really describe it, so I'm just going to give you some applications of the word so you know how to use it in your everyday life. Dead Space is butt cake.
Shut up.
Paris Hilton is a butt cake. Anything made by Treyarch is butt cake.
Call of Duty World War was good, but I mean, it's just some things were butt cake.
Butt cake.
Let's see, what else is butt cake? The Last Remnant, butt cake.
Oh, yeah. Barack Obama, don't be a butt cake.
You haven't gotten offense yet, but don't be in butt cake. Simple as that. Yeah, so that's basically what butt cake means. And now on to game video of the week. This week, our favorite game video is Gears of Halo Theft Auto 5. And I actually pronounced that wrong. It goes like this. Gears of Halo Theft Auto 5! That's how you pronounce it.
Bum, and bum, bum.
So I'm going to go and put this into slow motion. Gears...
It's rated J-O.
Yeah, it's rated J-O for Jesus only. And you'll get that when you watch the video. I'm going to slow it down here for you. Gears of Halo Theft Auto 5.
So yeah, just go on YouTube, search that up. I think you'll like it. And now on to the best section of the podcast, the last section, Kill Me Sexy Award. And so,
Kill Me Sexy
Award. This is an award that's going to be giving out to a game, that's going to be given out to a game each month, and this is the one for December. Or I guess it could count, well, it's, yeah, we'll give it for December.
Yeah,
so,
December.
Kill Me Sexy Award for December, so let's take it over to Kill Me.
Sexy Award for December.
What are the nominations?
Our nominees.
Well, okay.
Our Call of Duty World at War, Gears of War 2, and Barbie's Pretty Pony Adventure.
What?
And the winner is... Gears of War 2.
Yay!
And the close second was Barbie's Pony Adventure in Dead Last Call of Duty World at War.
All right.
I'm sorry, Treyarch. I love you. I hate you. Go die.
All right. So that about wraps it up for everything in this podcast. So, yeah.
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 And remember... Dead Space is about as much fun as a prostate exam. That's right. Turn and cough.
Oh! Now you f***ed up!
So, yeah. Oh, and if you decide to not listen to the full podcast...
Oh! Now you f***ed up!
There you go. That's the podcast for this month.
If you bought Paramore's CD...
No. No.
Now you effed up.
No, I'm not even playing the sound effect of that. Yes. Paramore rocks.
Yeah.
Paramore rocks. Paramore don't listen to Kill Me.
Paramore sucks.
Go buy their CD and don't listen to Kill Me. Go buy their CD now.
I'm Paramore and I suck. But people are going to buy my CD anyway.
Yeah. Ignore him. Buy Paramore.
Sucks. Sucktastic.
Paramore. No, that's just what you get when you let your heart win, okay?
No. You want to know what you get when you buy a Paramore CD?
What?
A CD that's about as much fun as a prostate exam. That's right. Turn and cough.
No, you just don't know what you're talking about. Okay?
Anyone out there who isn't getting what I'm saying about the prostate exam, you will in a few years, buddy.
All right, so... I guess that's the end of the podcast for this month. For this week, actually, not December. For this week, we end it with some outro music, so Kill Me, take it away.
Okay, you ready for the outro music?
Echo.
Fade out.
It's faded out now, you know.
That is the President of the United States.
I don't care who it is, he's ruining Hamlet.
Oh! Now you f***ed up!
Alright, so peace out to all the SKS community. And now I will leave you with some real outro music. And that is Reeducation Through Labor by Rise Against from the new album Appeal to Reason. So yeah. Check it out. There you go. Peace out. Have a nice day. See ya.
To the sound of a heartbeat pounding away.